Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. That's right, home of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And first, I want to say congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche for a tremendous Stanley Cup series. You had it all when you needed it, and Tampa Bay, you left it all out on the ice. Nothing to be ashamed of. And we want to let you know that we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, including to Denver, Colorado. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing. Thanks so very much to the 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and his friends, and the suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel all up and down the highway for people to be able to drive. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, also on Truth Social, all as at Captain's America. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have over there. And you'll also find a little link over there when you go and scroll down the outer pages for this gentleman right here, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yay! Yay! Well, it's 80 degrees outside, clear skies. People are still in a good mood because we've got a lot of people right here from Denver that are staying next door in a hotel, and they came back whooping it up last night, and they were going until probably, well, I don't know what time the bar closed over there, but it must have closed about 1 o'clock. Because it is the weekend. Sundays in particular closes a little earlier. But anyway, they were whooping it up. They were, you know, the Colorado people with the Avalanche shirts and all, jerseys and all that. It was neat to see that they were having a good time.
Very cool. Yes. Yes, indeed.
And they'll be back.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Now, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we underline and exclamate those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute, so here we go. You ready?
Yep.
It was and always has remained a ploy from the Democrats and the progressive left liberal socialists to degrade our country and founding and to put it in a place more conducive to diminishing our Americanism. You see, Thomas Jefferson never claimed to be a deist, but he also claimed to be a Christian. And after reading his works, it was reasonable to believe that his antagonism towards Christianity was, quote, "To the corruptions of Christianity I am indeed opposed, but not to the genuine precepts of Jesus himself. I am a Christian in the only sense he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others," end of quote. Now, Jefferson also complained that people judged him without having read his material. And when reading his letters later in life, he, as is so typical, softened from his positions as the brash and younger intellectual. One could say he even found his faith. Jefferson did in later life, because in an afterlife, the immortality of his soul was for Jefferson a guarantor of morality. Now, that's interesting.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go on. "It has been said America is an idea, not defined by its people, but by its ideals. Or, as some would say, America is an idea, not a race. But even Winston Churchill often referred to the entirety of America as the American race, and hoped, as hoped by the founders, we became e pluribus unum, out of many, one. Now, our enemies know this, and they've worked diligently to change those ideals, to split us up by race and class. Hence, the Supreme Court justices, the liberal justices, the media, and educators have worked hard to find foreign precepts. Other answers from other sources to the vital questions of the day, and like the song, they've looked in all the wrong places." Now, this goes back to 1962, when the Supreme Court, in their stubborn ignorance, decided that prayer had no place in public school and that it was an establishment of a religion. If that was the case, why was it an established practice from the very genesis of our country? Now, I remember when I was growing up, a student at every auditorium program was chosen to read a Bible verse up on stage of their choosing in front of the entire school. Now, the Christian kids always chose the New Testament, while the Jewish kids chose the Old Testament. And I don't recall anybody complaining about any of it. Was a national religion created by this sect? Not at all. Was it simply an act of reverence for God, we say, gave us our natural rights and our freedom that we boldly claim we trust in our currency? You bet. It's called the American way. And with that, Kyle, hang on, and folks, we'll be right back. If you like what I said, let me know. If you don't, let me know. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm taking it away, Kyle. Thanks very much. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And by the way, MyPillow.com is offering their BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Plus, maybe you don't want to buy multiple products. Maybe you only want to buy one item. That's okay, too. Because if you use the promo code CAPTAIN on that one item, you will save 66%. Just by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, it's time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow, because right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. The Giza Elegance MyPillows are on sale, too. Buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, buy one, get one. The Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows, buy one, get one. And so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. And don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one of the buy one, get one free on select products. And you'll also receive, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mike's book, absolutely free with any purchase, including the buy one for the 66% off using the promo code CAPTAIN. So just give them a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Has Mrs. Professor made up her mind yet?
Not yet, unfortunately, but stay tuned. Yeah.
Well, the slippers are getting more exciting.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
That's very true. That's very true. I mean, and these great deals, you know, and I've heard Mike Lindell talk about, you know, once the inventory is gone, it's gone. So you definitely want to make your decision very quickly.
That's what happened before, and then he brought it back with another new supply with some changes. Okay, now, the Democrats are putting on quite a show right now, and the progressives, their buddies right along with them, on another lie that they're trying to push, and that is abortion is gone.
That's right. You know, even Nancy Pelosi, you know, talked about the idea that, the ripping away of the women's right to make reproductive, to exercise reproductive freedom and so forth. You know, what the Supreme Court did, Captain, is pretty basic stuff. They said this isn't a federal issue. It doesn't exist in the Constitution. It was decided incorrectly. And so the people get to decide. Can we tell Nancy Pelosi this? Does she not read the decision? You know, it's actually the people's choice on this. Mm-hmm. She should be happy as a clam to say, we now get to make our case to all the people, and we're going to pass laws to do this all across America. But she's not doing that. She's stone-faced, and it's not a good morning, and it's like you just said, it's like a big show that they're doing.
I had someone yesterday with a straight face look at me and say, this is covered in the Constitution. They are granted rights because of life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Life. Abortion is life. Liberty and a pursuit of happiness. It's covered. I thought, what have you been smoking?
Well, what they've missed completely, Captain, is that we can't be deprived of life without due process. For example, and so it all goes back to the whole thing. You know, what is it that you're aborting? That's the most important central question. And if somebody says, "Well, it's my life. I get to do with what I want in my life." If you're affecting a different life, well, that might be a problem.
Well, I told this person, I said, how'd you like to make $500? And, what do I need to do? I said, I want you to take the Constitution and find the word abortion anywhere.
Well, and of course, they're not able to do that under any
circumstances. They're still looking.
Well, but this brings up the whole thing of where Roe came from in the first place. And even the president the other day harped on that, this notion of privacy. So that's what it was built on. But yet, in a plain reading of the Constitution, and certainly the interpretation that the justices have defended here, is that this isn't covered under privacy. Mm-hmm. It is, in fact, a state's rights issue.
Yep.
So states like California, you know, here, Captain, it's the abortion is not affected by this whatsoever.
Nope.
It's still going. In fact, they're going to have larger bills for access to abortion.
Yes.
So it is a state's thing.
Yep. And every state is entitled to do whatever they want to because it's up to them to do it. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator, of course, out of South Carolina, says that the economy will trump abortion in the midterms, and of course it will.
Well, right, and I think that's generally correct, but here's the caveat. Just like we've been talking about, Captain, for months here as we've been watching Joe Biden's popularity plummet and all of the other problems in the economy, the different poll numbers, yes, it could trump the abortion, but don't think that everything's on autopilot to get to that end. It's Republicans, conservatives have to continue to make the case about what different policies are going to mean, like the Trumpism era and so forth, and that we should be explaining things like what the states' rights issue is here with this, because otherwise the Democrats will try to turn it to a one-issue election and believe that abortion is the one thing. So you can't simply think it's on autopilot.
Well, we just had a weekend poll that was done, and Joe Biden's popularity dropped by 2 more points. They were thinking the abortion issue would right away jumpstart his popularity and bump it up. It actually lowered it by 2 points right off the bat.
Well, and that's very interesting. And, of course, there's time. There's a lot of time between now and November, comparatively speaking. So you're going to have – you've got celebrities. Mm-hmm. You've got all this stuff. The message will be abortion from all aspects of the media.
Now, we're going to change hats, if you will, to the other side of the Supreme Court issue that got everybody blaming each other last week. And that was a ruling of New York State's restrictions on law-abiding citizens carrying handguns making that unconstitutional. They can, in fact, carry a handgun. Now, the Supreme Court simply did what the Constitution states, and that was allow Americans to bear arms. That's exactly what it does. Now, the leftist view that legal self-protection would lead to more mass murder is actually very foolish, and I'll tell you why. Let's take the little state of Vermont. Almost everyone in Vermont is allowed to carry a gun, and there are very few murders there. That's because Vermont doesn't attract many of the violent criminals, as it lacks an extensive drug market up there that they got in these other areas where they've got all the gun crime.
Well, right. If you look at things happening in Chicago, or you have in these different areas that can have a major crime or drug problems, gang problems, things like that, that is certainly an issue. But, Captain, law-abiding citizens who might be able to carry their guns on their person to conceal carry is not going to result in a bloodbath or a major rise in murders. I've heard Geraldo Rivera, and as much as I'm fond of Geraldo,
he's an idiot.
Well, but, you know, he's likable in that sense. But,
he's a likable idiot, but not when it comes to guns.
Right, right. But because he says the other night, he says that, you know, watch out, Sean Hannity. You know, peep somebody with a gun, they're gonna end up just shooting themselves in the foot. And I thought that was the most ridiculous argument I've heard about the idea of concealed carry by law-abiding, responsible gun owners. And this, Captain, I pointed out for this reason, because when you don't have anything else to hang your hat on, you come up with these kinds of ridiculous notions.
Yep.
And there's no data on this. It's just something you say because you got nothing else.
Yeah, and 57% now rate Joe Biden as poor on the economy. Now, most voters clearly aren't buying President Joe Biden's explanations about high gas prices either, and say that he's in an even worse job of handling the economy overall.
Right. And there's no way around it. There's no way to get out of it. You can't message your way out of it. You can't try to pretend anymore. This is a major catastrophe of unbelievable, monumental proportions for the Democrat Party. And to some degree, and I will say this briefly, to some degree, I think they're happy as clams that the Supreme Court did the ruling they did on Roe v. Wade, because now they feel like, well, we got something we can really, you know, you try to use, because talking about all the other stuff,
yeah,
is 100% disaster.
And way to go, Manhattan, for electing a district attorney who is very soft on crime. And now that he's taken over, hundreds of New York City prosecutors have quit. He's lost about 15% of the people that would prosecute cases just because of the fact that he has already said, well, I'm going to take a look at these cases, and I'm not going to prosecute all of them. They're not worthy of being prosecuted. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood district Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we appreciate you doing that for us. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren in just a second. You know, folks, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor for over 8 years now. And Relief Factor is something that I personally take every day to help me with the problems that I have. Now, it just so happens over the weekend, I had an uneventful weekend when it came time for my swelling and inflammation and pain that I was having in both of my legs and both of my feet, not so much my right ankle, but my left ankle certainly. And because that's the one that's been damaged and replaced. But, I mean, I just, I took my Relief Factor like I normally do, and it was fine. And by the way, there was no swelling. I'm looking at it right now. It's not swollen as we speak. So I'm hoping that we may have crossed another corner here. I'll know later today when I go to my specialist at 1 o'clock this afternoon, who's located right over there next to Dr. Bill, your radio MD. But anyway, I'll know later. But Relief Factor has been part of my regular everyday integrated health plan. And I take it because of the fact that it helps me with its response to inflammation and with the swelling that I have going on, and it lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is I've got by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll see the logo right there for the $19.95. That's what it costs, 3-week quick start. Now, this is what Relief Factor will tell you. If this hasn't worked for you in a positive way in 3 weeks, then don't order anymore. Don't take anymore. Who tells you that? They do. And, of course, then you're only out $20. But here's the thing. I don't know anybody, and I'm being serious here, I don't know anybody that has stopped taking that once they started it. Because it works. Now, there's some people that take it, you know, when they think they need to have it, they don't take it every day, and that's wrong. You're supposed to take it every day, keep it in your system, so the problem doesn't come back. So, again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start because, Kyle, what do we tell them?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. You betcha. All right, Mr. Kyle. NATO is having a meeting in Madrid, Spain. And while they are there, they're going to decide whether or not they're going to make the largest military deployment since the Cold War. And that would be to build up the troops in Eastern Europe in response to anything that Russia may be thinking about. What do you think?
Well, I think it's obviously a very reasonable sort of reaction to what is happening. We've actually seen this happening. We know that Putin has designs beyond Ukraine.
You bet.
Whether or not he can make that happen soon, that is a good question, depending on how things go with the Russian invasion, in terms of can they even sustain that to a great degree. But nevertheless, Vladimir Putin is on a mission to do these things. And so threatening NATO explicitly, you know, I think is right there on the list. And because they have to do this, if they don't build up, then they're going to be foolish, I think. If this is the time to show Vladimir Putin and the Russian government that all bets are off and you keep going, it's going to not be pretty. And that's sort of colloquially expressed, but it is essentially correct, I believe.
Easy for you to say.
I know.
All right. And you know, there's something else that we need to think about here, and that is that Secretary of State Blinken talked about the Russian strikes on Kiev, where they fired some missiles into downtown Kiev, did some damage, and all I heard for about half the day was, oh, there were no injuries, oh, there was none of this, none of that. Really? Well, about 2 or 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they came out and said there's at least one person that was killed and at least half a dozen people that were injured, and they were searching for people in the rubble of a building that collapsed.
That's right. And again, this occurred near a playground, evidently, as well. This is, yes, it's there to terrorize. It's there to also show, I think, that there is a real desperation building. In fact, going after Kiev in this manner shows that I think the Russians just don't know how they're going to ever get out of this to quote unquote win or whatever. And so I think that they're going to be pulling out all the stops. And of course we know what the ultimate expression of that would look like. We're not there yet, thankfully, but with wherever Putin's going to go with this, you could be into a weapons of mass destruction sort of situation sooner than later.
Now the United States is off on another cockamamie idea here. The Biden administration is going to try to raise $200 billion in private and public funds over the next 5 years to fund what they're saying is needed infrastructure in developing countries under a G7 initiative aimed at countering China's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road project. What do we care about what China is doing with a Belt and Road project when these countries have got money of their own and should be paying for their own roads?
Well, that's a very good question. Very good question. You know, China also will want to assert its own it will want to assert itself in different parts of the world. But I'm with you, Captain. I don't understand why we would have to go to these lengths at this point when there's so many things happening in our own economy. If we're not strong, we're not going to be able to help others in the way that we should be able to.
Now, I want to mention something here because this happened out in your neck of the woods. Mostly peaceful, and that's a quote, because that's what they were calling them, the media. Mostly peaceful abortion rioters in Los Angeles attacked police with which included a makeshift flamethrower. As Nancy Pelosi, once again, has been inciting the masses with her rhetoric. When on earth is this going to stop? And when do we start holding Nancy Pelosi accountable?
Well, I think it stops ultimately when the American people take away the control of the House and Senate from the Democrats at this point. You know, Nancy Pelosi is going to say what she says. It's interesting that the kinds of things that are said by politicians, especially after this decision came down about Roe v. Wade, like, for example, Maxine Waters, we will defy the Supreme Court. So I didn't know that you could just defy the court on whatever it is. I guess anybody could defy the court. See, that opens Pandora's box. Well, of course, AOC will as well, but it opens up Pandora's box. You know, what kind of country are we living in, where suddenly, if you just don't like it, whatever the court said, well, now that gives you somehow the right to do thus and such. And, it's very, very concerning. And I think these politicians, Captain, understand full well that there are crackpots and people looking for excuses to go and do things like attack the police with a makeshift flamethrower, for goodness sakes. This is way out of control.
Well, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi to start out the next hour, and we may go two segments with it, because all these politicians have taken an oath, and the oath is simple. It stands above and beyond anything else that they've ever done or agreed to do. They've taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and abide by the laws of the United States. And when they start doing stuff like this, they're in violation of their oath, which means they could be removed from office.
Very true. Very true. That would be more likely under a Republican House and Senate, I think, at this point. Honestly, yep. It is not just the politicians. I think you've got people on TV saying the most atrocious things
yep.
that get people riled up. Yeah.
Yeah, MSNBC and CNN had a couple of real winners in there, lashing the people up, getting them all lathered up. All right, well, I hear the music coming in my ear here. So what that means is we're going to take a break. And after the break, we'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own studly roll, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade only lady old freak parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I am telling you, every time I hear that song, I like it even more than I did the time before. Big and Rich, save a horse, ride a cowboy. You remember that one, Kyle?
Yeah, that is cool, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of fun in that video, and that's fun watching that, too, with that El Dorado they're driving with the big bullhorns up front. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I'm going to read this little weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you. We do have some weather out there tonight, folks, and we do have some weather in the offing for the next couple of 3 days. We're going to tell you what it's all about. Now, first of all, heat concerns remain across many portions of the South and the West Coast, where a few new daily record highs are forecast. Now, monsoonal moisture and transport continues across areas of the Southwest into the middle part of the week, and it may generate a lot of flash flooding, especially near the recent burn scar areas. Now, further east, showers and thunderstorms are expected along and ahead of a cold front. Yep, you heard me say that, a cold front, which is going to be dropping into the central plains of the United States and coming all the way across to the Appalachians. So what that means is Highway 70 would be the middle part of this, following Interstate 70 across to the East Coast from, say, the Mississippi River, or maybe a little bit west of that is what we're talking about. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start with the state of New Mexico tonight because we do have a flood warning up in the Santa Fe area. We definitely got some rain right around Santa Fe right now. We've got rain through a lot of the state of New Mexico tonight. It's up near Taos. It's up near the border with Colorado. All around Albuquerque tonight, I-40, you've got rain coming in and out of Albuquerque. It's also going to be down south into as far as Carlsbad. And of course, note the alien spacecraft flying around Roswell tonight. You've got rain, so be careful. And then also you've got rain coming across I-25 near Truth or Consequences. Also down near Silver City, down I-8. This is going to be west of Deming, all through Lordsburg, over into Arizona tonight near Wilcox. Definitely got rain coming across the road there. We've got rain also coming across, looks like, I believe, I-8. This is going to be near Gila Bend as you're crossing now, there around southern Arizona. Kingman, Lake Havasu City also rain on the maps tonight. But the captain also mentioned about the heat. Yes, we've got heat advisories in northern Washington. Most of the state of Washington, you've got some sort of heat advisory. Seattle, Washington right now checking in at 74 degrees. Portland, Oregon right now, 80 degrees. We've also got heat advisories down near Bedford into parts of Northern California, parts of the Central Valley of California. That's Highway 99, Interstate 5 from Bakersfield up towards Fresno. And then also as you head up towards Stockton, you've definitely got heat advisories going on there. Same story for Southern California, mostly Orange County, Riverside area as you head down towards San Diego. So be careful out there.
Right now, it's pretty much calm across a lot of the United States, from the Dakotas south down into Texas and then all the way across over to the East Coast. However, there are some conditions that will cause, as I said, the middle part of the U.S. to break out into what looks like is going to be a large pattern of rain that's going to come to the east. Interstate 70 is going to be pretty much the road that you can use to figure out where the rain's going to be, but that'll be the center of it, coming across to the east all the way to the Appalachians over the next couple of days. Now, right now, I can tell you that there is some rain, and there is some flooding conditions on the western side of the state of Michigan, on the east side of Lake Michigan. Now, that's coming from some of the wind that's blowing that direction, but there's also been a large amount of rain up there, too, so keep all of that in mind. Now, there is some fog to be concerned about on the East Coast tonight. We're finding a little bit of it up around the Long Island area, and then moving down into the Chesapeake Bay area. There's some scattered areas of fog there, as well as North Carolina out there around the Point, Cherry Point, and then off to the east a little bit. Not all inclusive. You do have some fog right now from about Gulfport, Mississippi, patchy fog over to New Orleans and Louisiana. You do have some patchy fog showing up. This is pretty much a close near the water, folks. Showing up in Houston, Texas, and moving eastward and southward down to the border with Mexico. There's a little gap there where there's not anything there, but then all of a sudden you pick it up again around Galveston, and down it goes right along the edge of the Gulf, right along the edge. And then down here in Florida, we had some showers come through last night, and the rain right now looks like it's all the way down south in the Keys. Now, Kyle, we need to start watching the tropics because there is a system that is coming across. There's two, actually, now, by the way. One is, 70% chance of cyclone formation within 48 hours. Coming across to the right, it's going to be just south of Cuba and the Dominican Republic here in about 3 days or so. But it's got a 70% chance of development over the next 48 hours. Over the next 5 days, 90% chance. And then right behind it, about a week behind it, if that, you've got another system that's come off the African coast that's moving in a pretty much the same direction. Chance of formation over the next 5 days, 20%. But just the fact it's there, people need to start paying attention to the tropics. And we do have this funky system, I'll call it that for what it is, that's moving along the coast over there near New Orleans, Louisiana. It's going to slowly move to the west and drift along the coastline and bring a bunch of rain, a lot of rain, as a matter of fact, all the way over into Texas. And then where it goes from there, they're not sure. It may loop down and turn around and come back this way. You just don't know about these things, and we don't know what it's going to do right now.
That's right, but we keep our eyes on it, and we're going to make sure we know where it's going to go once it looks like it's making its decision.
Yeah, but the one that's the most pretentious right now is in the central tropical Atlantic right now. That definitely is going to kick into something within the next couple of days, and that bears watching and paying attention to. Okay, folks, Kyle and I will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. And all that great stuff from your states to get a chance to ID themselves. We'll be right back. Don't go.
This is Kyle Warren.
Anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.